You don't learn that in school. There ain't no doubt about it. You don't learn that in school.
Serve you don't need no hers. Milk and water, milk and water now, milk and water, milk and water now. But wait just a minute, don't get me wrong, I swear I won't be on this kick for long. Milk and water, milk and water. See my baby and see her soon. Gonna be real juice by tomorrow noon. Milk and water. Milk and water now. Milk and water. Milk and water now. But wait just a minute, don't get me wrong. Swear I won't be on this kick for long.
The picador, the matador, swept the floor with a torador, and the bull walked around Ole. There was a torador, so the story goes, he used to kill the bull and tie up his nose. One day a big black bull from the pampas came, who never heard of the senior's fame. The torador turned to take a bow. The bull said, here's your end right now. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. Bring on the picador, the matador, swept the floor with a torador. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. Bring on the picador, the matador, swept the floor with a torador. And the bull walked around Ole. Another
the Torador swore he'd get the peace. Said he would kill the town's folks, big fat feast. But then the big fat bully just yawned away and said, I know he'd be glad to play. The Torador knelt to tie his shoe. Next Thursday's funeral is at two. And the bull walked around Ole. And the bull walked around Ole. Bring on the picador, the matador. He swept the floor with the Torador. And the bull walked around Ole. Then the Torador, union having fits, decided it was time they should call it quits.
WFMU Downtown Soulville Show. I'm Mr. Finewine. I will be your host and programmer for the next hour. Spinning Soul 45 is going to do a tribute tonight. I've thrown this together in the last couple hours. Tribute to the great Lamont Dozier, who sadly died this past week at age 81. Going to play all Lamont Dozier compositions, most of them with the Holland brothers as his writing partners, Eddie and Brian Holland. Lots of Motown stuff, some non-Motown stuff. Lamont Dozier, one of the great all-time American songwriters. No contesting that. Let's hear one of his... he went through several distinct stages of his career. He was in a doo-wop group called the Romeos, who recorded for Atco Records, one single. I don't have that, but I have some of his early solo material, including this one I have queued up on the Checkmate label. It's called I Didn't Know, and it came out under his pseudonym Lamont Anthony. Here he is, Lamont Dozier, on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Dear is one. saw Penny the other night. He had a girl on his left and his right. I walked over and I started a fight. I nearly knocked him out of sight. But when I thought he was nearly dead, a girl kissed him and he jumped up instead. He only weighed 110, a tinge of paper thin, but with the girl standing by, he knew he had to win. He gave me black eye, bloody nose, and a double chin. And I'm never gonna mess with Benny again. Benny, yeah, he's skinny and small, but the girls make him feel like he's 10 feet tall. Benny, yeah, he's skinny and small, but the girls make him feel like he's 10 feet tall. Still I can't understand, no, no, why they go for that bony man.
Lamont Dozier on the Downtown Soulville Show, the late, wonderful Lamont Dozier. Three singles that he wrote and sang there. That last one, Benny the Skinny Man, that was a revise of something he had done called Popeye that ran into copyright issues. They released the single, Popeye the Sailor Man, on the Anna label, then had to pull it, and they replaced it with same tune, but different lyrics. Benny the Skinny Man. That was co-written with Berry Gordy and Billy Raquel Davis. Raquel Billy Davis, that is. Before that, under his own name, Lamont Dozier, Dearest One on the Melody label. And again, using the name Lamont Anthony on Checkmate. I Didn't Know. In the background, Choker Campbell's Big Band with their instrumental version of Holland Dozier Holland's Come See About Me. Those solo Lamont Dozier singles, all from 61, 62. Then he teamed up with the Holland Brothers around 62, and they really hit their prime in 63. From 63 to 67, writing and producing for Motown, they had like a zillion number one hits. I'm going to play some of them. I'm going to play some of the more obscure stuff, too. Let's hear a 1963 Eddie Holland single, written by the three of them. This is called Leaving Here.
Last night
the music of Lamont Dozier with his songwriting and production partners, Eddie Holland and Brian Holland, on tonight's Downtown Soulville Show. A tribute tonight to Lamont Dozier. You should read the obituaries that have appeared about him. I mean, he's an interesting fella and just, you know, one of the geniuses of American music. There's a good obit in the New York Times. So we just heard Quicksand from Martha and the Vandellas. Contours did Pa, I Need a Car. Mary Wells, You Lost the Sweetest Boy. Supremes, Run, Run, Run. And Eddie Holland, one of his songwriting partners, leaving here. Eddie would stop performing in 1964. Had stage fright. But like I said, 63 to 67 was really their heyday. Just number one single after number one single. I'll read a list of some of the number one singles I'm not even going to get to tonight, because for a lot of them, I've maybe heard them a few too many times, but I still love them. What do I have queued up? Oh, I was going to say, so he put out an autobiography a few years ago, Lamont Dozier did, called How Sweet It Is, and it was quoted in the New York Times obit. He was describing the division of labor among Eddie Holland, Brian Holland, and himself. He said, Brian was all music, Eddie was all lyrics, and I was the idea man who bridged both. They really, they're best known for their work with the Four Tops and the Supremes. They really settled into a groove with those two groups, but they wrote songs for lots of other Motown acts, including, as you're about to hear, Marvin Gaye. Here's Marvin Gaye on the Downtown Soulville Show.
And there I'll be. I'm gonna jump in, baby.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, paying tribute tonight to the late Lamont Dozier. Been hearing songs he wrote, arranged, and produced as part of the songwriting team Holland Dozier Holland, who had their Motown prime between the years of 63 and 67 or so. That last one, Martha and the Vandellas, I'm Ready for Love. The original's Suspicion, that was unreleased at the time of its recording, came out as a bootleg some years ago because like a master tape or an acetate was, who knows how someone got his hands on it, but it came out. Kim Weston, Helpless, Marvin Gaye, Baby Don't You Do It. And I'm going to play a pair of records right now, one of which is a Holland Dozier Holland composition, and the other of which was not, but it gets complicated. Here are the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
Impressions on the Downtown Soulville Show. Not Alan Dozier, Alan composition. That was written by Curtis Mayfield, but Berry Gordy sued his ass. And subsequently, Alan Dozier, Holland were added to the writing credits of that sound-alike song. Even Curtis Mayfield, it was a Johnny Pate arrangement. They even got someone who sounded like Mike Terry to play baritone sax on that. Or maybe it was Mike Terry. Who knows? But that song, considered kind of a ripoff of the one we heard right before that, the Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You, a Holland Dozier Holland composition and production. Let's hear some more of their tunes from their Motown 63 to 67 heyday. Here are the Supremes.
Making us drift apart, so humbly.
Tops, featuring the great Levi Stubbs on the Downtown Soulville Show with yet another Holland Dozier Holland composition. Wake me, shake me when it's over. Let me read some of the titles I'm not playing to give you a better idea of just the string of hits they had. Heatwave, Standing in the Shadows of Love, Nowhere to Run, My World is Empty Without You, Reach Out, I'll Be There, Love is Here and Now You're Gone, I Hear a Symphony, Nothing But Heartaches, You Keep Me Hanging On. I mean, that's just scratching the surface too. Lamont Dozier, just one of the all-time great songwriters, along with Eddie Holland and Brian Holland. So they left Motown at the end of 67 after a money dispute with Berry Gordy and started their own pair of labels, Hot Wax and Invictus, later added a third label, Music Merchant, and Lamont Dozier started performing again. I'm going to try to squeeze in a single of his from the Invictus years. This is under the name Holland Dozier with Brian Holland. It's called New Breed Kind of Woman. I'm going to have to interrupt this song because there's one more I have to squeeze in. We're going to dedicate this to Lamont Dozier. Here are, once again, Four Tops.
Thank you. positive charge.
Music. Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. Lots of soul music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music. That's our middle name.
What shall I do to put myself
by your side?
What shall I say to put myself
by your side?
What shall I go to put myself
by your side?
What shall I do to put myself along by your side? What shall I learn to put myself
by your side?
What shall I teach? Put myself
by your side.
What shall I change to put myself along
by your side?
What shall I do to put myself along by your side? Come on, go with me there, y'all. Shall I go
down to the river?
Oh, shall I ask?
Ask for forgiveness.
Shall I climb
up to the mountain top?
Call your name. Whoa, whoa. What shall I do? Put myself
by your side.
What should I say to put myself along
by your side?
Where shall I go to put myself along by your side?